Maya started, as you know, as an actress, and she was over in Russia, you know, when James Baldwin, and then went over to do Porgy and Bess. You know, she was at one point Strawberry Woman, and she came into writing Cage Bird, which was a phenomenal book, after I had written Black Feeling Black Talk. So the funny thing is, it was a cross influence.
What do you think it was about her poetry that really touched the nation in the way that it did, and that was able to reach such a broad audience?
Well, I think that again, she just had a good American touch for always finding the good. She and I shared a friend whom we both loved dearly named Alex Haley, and you recall Alex Haley from Roots. And Alex had an expression, find the good and praise it. And I think Maya was probably the major practitioner of find the good and praise it. I was just laughing with my 93-year-old Anna's here with me, and we were just talking about Maya because we had gone down about 6 months ago now. And I say gone down because Maya lives in Winston-Salem, and I'm here in Virginia, in Blacksburg, so we have to go south. And I took Agnes down, and we had lunch with Maya. And Agnes knows every song that's been sung up to 1960, but, you know, Maya knows every song. And so they were sitting around singing old Broadway songs, and I'm so sorry I didn't record it. It was the most fun thing, and we were just laughing, and that's what Agnes just said. I said, I'll always remember the laughter. And I don't think you can think about Maya, and you can read it, and some things are sad and some things are serious, but there's always that sort of joy that I just don't know anybody who led a more complete life. I really don't. I really don't.
Do you have a favorite poem of hers?
I must say, I join the world in loving Cage Bird.
Growing up, you know, I remember there was no one else. You know, it was you, there was Maya, and then there were so few prominent women of color who were writing literature and poetry. And what was it like to be on that vanguard, and what was it like? How did Maya describe that experience, too?
She just didn't tolerate fools. So she kept a lot of strong people around her, and I think that that was good. And I think that one of the things she meant to all of us was, again, she was a positive force. You just never saw Maya that she didn't have something good to say. And I think that that's incredibly important. You know, it's still, we were 60s people, so our job was to live our lives, and I think we did that. And I think what we did best was that we didn't try to, we weren't politicians. We had political views, but we weren't trying to lead people. We weren't trying to run for office. We were just trying to say that life is a good idea, and you should lead it. You should do something with it. And I think all of us, if you look at that whole generation, and we'd have to certainly include Maya as a prominent poet, we all felt that life was important to lead. Lead it as fully as possible. The only thing Maya's going to miss is that she would love what's going on now. She would love to know what the president's saying, you know. And those of us who know her are just laughing because you know that the one thing that I think probably everybody wants to know is what are they going to say when I'm dead? So,
what is the one thing that you want to say about her? and then I'll let you go. But what is the one thing that needs to be remembered about her?
The one thing that needs to be remembered is when we think about Maya is that every bit of love and joy that could be squeezed out of life, she got it. And I'm sincere when I say that. You know, you can look at Gandhi and you can look at all Mother Teresa and stuff, but if you talk about who lived a full and a good and a complete life, you come back to Maya.